This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Weldon Henson that runs the InfoWars warehouse and shipping operations. I asked him to come over here earlier. He just joined us. I had an idea forming in my head that we could put a whole bunch of free bumper stickers in every order. We're already putting a couple in each order. But you explained to me, no, that'll up people's shipping costs. So it's not really stickers at cost, and we do that are free stickers. So you had another idea. You said we could sell them at cost, but we're about to sell out of them anyways. Well, the free ones we're putting in, we're about to be running out, so it'll be a couple weeks till we get them. We're 66 days out from the election, Weldon. I need to go with other distributors, other suppliers. I need to get 5 million going for prison stickers here in the next couple weeks. And we even have to use a third-party shipper. That's fine, but I want to figure out what the real cost is, and I want to sell these at cost because I want to information warfare bomb all 50 states with these, but especially the battleground states. I want to create a map of the battleground states, and I want to call it Operation Hillary for Prison 2016.
I think that's great. We'll get them in, get them out to everybody. Everybody put them up everywhere.
We need target maximum firepower.
I agree. I think this is awesome.
What do you think of Gary Johnson? You heard my rant about him. I mean, listen, I don't usually let in people like this, but there was always something about Gary Johnson. And I mean, I've had him in studio many times, interviewed him many times, and I just saw this evolution. I always thought he was fake and really boring and dry. But now I've really seen a nastiness behind the scenes, and I'm telling you, he's as fake as a $3 bill. His VP wants to just basically ban five rounds and up, put gun owners in prison. He says the pin. He says you remove the pin to turn guns into a machine gun.
Oh, no, there's a lot more than that. Gary Johnson, he's always kind of struck me as a snake in the grass. I don't really ever thought he had much charisma, which is not good for a leader. And you see people all around Austin, you know, we're a libertarian city here, and they're all about Gary
Johnson. They are smelling the glue. They are huffing Gary Johnson.
And it's already happening. A lot of people are like, oh, we hate Trump. You know, he's not, you know, we want to go with a real libertarian. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, we are in trouble.
He is an admitted spoiler, and we're going to come out with videos next week showing where he's getting his funding. But look at mainstream media worshiping him. I mean, what does that tell you, people? The mainstream media works for the establishment.
Once they're working for them, I mean, you can tell it's all just a big, big plot. I mean, it's just...
How do people not know when they pull out all the stops against Trump, he doesn't get any big corporate money, the whole planet's demonizing him, the communist Chinese leaders, the evil Saudi leaders, the evil Pope, evil hates him, and then you guys claim you're anti-establishment, you're going to go with Gary Johnson, that they act like the gibbering, stuttering moron is God when he comes on there and acts like he's a country club manager.
No, absolutely. I mean, all of a sudden, Gary Johnson's cool. I guess that started recently whenever the establishment thinks that he can take away votes from Trump. Now, obviously, Gary Johnson's cool in the mainstream media.
Gary Johnson.
What does that say to you?
Gary Johnson, they hope, is the weapon that takes down Trump and destroys America. I mean, Gary Johnson is an anti-American weapon system. I mean, yes, that's Gary Johnson is. And that's why I'm so hateful, because, I mean, this is the death of my country, my children's future. This is a little snickering, white shoe boy, know-it-all, snot-nosed, country club, blue blood, interloping piece of filth.
It's like activate the Gary Johnson effect right now, I guess. They're using it as another bullet in the chamber of the establishment.
He's triggering me right now. Let me tell you, he was in there for an hour last week, a couple years ago, and he was literally just going, and I was like, wow. I was like, so what's going on here? And he would just go, yeah. And that's what he does in that clip.
Yeah. I know. I agree. When he was here, I did not get a good feeling from him. Just put it that way. I'm pretty good at reading people by just talking to him or seeing him for a little bit, and that did not come off.
Have you ever seen anybody creeping around more like him?
He was sneaky. He was a sneaky dude, that's for sure.
Those Texans don't like little sneakies. And he's like, I'm from New Mexico. I'm a sidebuster. Where is that guy from anyways?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Well, let me just give everybody this little directive around here. I don't usually tell people what I want to report on, but everybody needs to be looking into Gary Johnson.
I agree.
We need to have a magnifying glass.
I mean, the fact that they're just rolling him out all of a sudden as some kind of, like, actual player, I mean, it ought to wake up a lot of people that they're really coming after Trump. I mean, first off, everybody's attacking Trump. I mean, even if you don't agree with a lot of things Trump says, I mean, just the way you can see people at the Trump rally.
The establishment is crapping their pants because Trump is a patriot. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love getting John Rappaport on. He's been here every few months. Time just flies. So I said last week, let's get him on for a full hour. He's here with us to basically co-host, ride shotgun, and give us analysis and comment on the news, including an article he wrote for NoMoreFakeNews.com that's up on InfoWars.com, dealing with the fact that, those unknown tonnage of poison they're spraying all over Florida and other areas are killing the honeybees. That's up on InfoWars.com right now. I'm not going to get into his whole background as an investigative journalist, working with some of the biggest newspapers and TV stations, radio stations, you name it, in the country. And his independent research. He's also a best-selling author dealing with philosophy and also an art critic and many other things. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Before I go to him, I want to just set the table because some stations join us in this hour. We're going to be looking some at Trump and his proposals on the deportation force and how the media is responding to that. We're also going to be looking at former senator inquiry over Saudi involvement in 9/11 is not over. We're also going to be looking at report British Muslim males 170 times more likely to be part of sex grooming gang than non-Muslim, but the police have been ordered to cover that fact up. We've got jobs numbers that are cooked, but still show they're stagnant, so that means they're actually negative. What does that portend? And what does John Rappaport think the article, in fact, will you guys reprint it for me, at Infowars.com last week, that linked to German newspapers, major papers, saying the government says get ready for some giant emergency, get prepared. And then Germans scooped all the food off the shelves. And then you've got talk of the big German banks going belly up, bigger than Lehman Brothers. I mean, that's major German newspapers. Just like, you know, we have the BBC with the headline, Head of Royal Bank of Scotland, sell everything you've got, get rid of everything, you know, worst collapse ever coming. And then they'll have some news article put out by Media Matters, run by the White House, saying Jones claims that Scotland's going to collapse. I mean, that's what they do, folks. They misrepresent. We're not the ones saying this. I hope this doesn't happen. But it's getting frantic. It's getting crazy. It's getting wild. And meanwhile, if you just joined us, I'm going to play more of the clip this hour. Gary Johnson, I talked to the crew. Many of them have been here a long time. They've seen Gary Johnson repeatedly in the green room and up close. Former governor of New Mexico, running as a Libertarian candidate, who has a VP who is as anti-gun as Dianne Feinstein, or Barbara Boxer, or Michael Moore. I mean, he says ban everything that is five shots and more. In fact, we have the Weld clip we're going to play here in a moment. And then when Johnson was here, I'd interviewed him in person many, many times. There was always something weird about him, like he wasn't there. When you talk to sociopaths or maybe even psychopaths, but I thought, oh, he's just a quiet guy. But then the last time he was here, the crew described it. They don't want to go on air because they're scared of him. I don't know.
I'll go ahead and talk about it.
You'll talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean, he was looking at me like going to kill me. I mean, he was just going during the break. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, and then when he left, he was like a villain in a movie. Like, I mean, I've never seen a guest act like that. But then when he's on air, he's like, I'm a nice little guy. I am Gary Johnson. So go ahead, CJ. I'm not bullying you into talking about it, but your description of him.
Well, I don't want to attack his character, but when he was on air, he was completely different than when he was off. It's like a switch flipped or something. He had a blank stare in his eyes when you would talk to him. When he walked around the office, he kind of looked up at the ceiling tiles, and when he left, they kind of dashed to the car and got the heck out of here, like they were very uncomfortable.
And I was in the little studio at that time. We hadn't started using this one. It was like 2.5 years ago. And I'm not exaggerating, folks. What you see in his triggering, it was even more. But he would sit there, and I thought, is this tooth hurting? Is that a tick? But he was trying to intimidate me, which was a joke. And he was just like going, it was just like, and he was on air for like a whole hour, wasn't he?
I think so, maybe like an hour and a half.
Because they wanted to come here, and then he just wanted to sit there in the chair and I don't know what's going on with this guy, but it's freakish. In fact, I want to play the Governor Well clip, but I want to get to our guest. Let's play the Gary Johnson being triggered first when he's instructing the town hall reporter that you're not allowed to use the term illegal alien. And again, this is a little bit of what I was getting during the breaks, but he wasn't talking. He was sitting there showing his teeth and, like, looking at me with one eye and wiggling around. It was almost like Emperor Palpatine when he's angry in Episode 3 of Star Wars. It was kind of like wiggling and snaking. That was it. He was snaking around the office. I've never seen anyone walk around like they're a bipedal snake. So let's go to Snake Man right now.
Because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now, coming from New Mexico, a population with 48% Hispanic, how's the crackdown on 11 million undocumented workers going to work?
That's once he's already mad. That's nothing. It's how he goes from looking completely normal and friendly and going, no, I tell you how the world works. Then he snaps. And it's just a small little, because, I mean, we all snap. I get angry. The point is I'm not a psychologist. So I'm not literally saying he's a psychopath or a sociopath. All I'm saying is the guy's really creepy. He wants to put us under the TPP. He's now become anti-gun. His VP guy's totally anti-gun. Let's play the clip from the beginning.
you have defended President Obama's executive amnesty action, where he basically decided unilaterally that he was going to issue work visas to millions of adult illegal immigrants who are here in the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is. Just so that you know. Just so that you know, and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now, New Mexico.
And the point is that, no, they came here because they can get a bunch of free welfare and have their kids paid for and everything else at everybody else's expense, and then they undercut everybody else's pay, including their own, by bringing in a permanent underclass. I don't want to exploit anybody. And them acting like that they're on this high horse and these angels is disgusting. I want to tackle this first. What you think of Gary Johnson? I mean, obviously, the mainstream media is pushing him as a messiah against Trump, so you know he's bad. The establishment is doing it. And then get into everything else that's happening, the economy, the world, where you see all this going. John Rappaport, investigative journalist with NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thank you for coming on with us today.
Hi, Alex. Let's all vote for Hillary Johnson. She is going to divorce Bill and marry Gary. And let's have a big celebration because they are apparently as sleazy, slimy, and slippery as each other. And it's a good fit, I think. Hillary Johnson for president. I mean, they brought this guy in as an agent, basically. You know, I'm a libertarian. No, you're an agent. That's what you are. You're there to disrupt the vote, to take some votes away from Trump, as many as you possibly can, while pretending you're a libertarian who, by the way, wants to ratify the biggest globalist takedown ever in the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. Where that comes off as being libertarian is, beyond anybody's recollection or intelligence, because it's totally counter. So the Libertarian Party is out. I mean, they're gone. Why don't they just put up a sign that says, who's going to pay us the most money? We'll run the candidate that'll take the votes away from the other guy. I mean, that's libertarianism now. That's, to me, the definition of the Libertarian Party. We're for sale. Who's got the highest offer? We'll say anything. We'll put any candidate up. It doesn't matter what he used to say. This is what he's going to say now. And that's the way the whole thing's going to work.
Beautifully said. They demonize Trump for coming up with good slogans to describe someone's character. Crooked Hillary, lying Ted. What do we say about Gary Johnson? Hillary's husband, Gary Johnson? Or Hillary's running mate, Gary Johnson? I mean, how do we describe him?
Hillary's husband. I love it. I think that's a good one.
Well, you coined it. I mean, you coined it, John Rappaport.
Okay. Well, can I sell it? Do we got posters, stickers, whatever?
I mean, I was thinking Snake Man Gary Johnson. I was thinking, election spoiler Gary Johnson. I was thinking Democratic Party Savior Gary Johnson. I mean, I'm not thinking of as good of terms as you have. How do you really describe him? Slimy Gary Johnson? Anti-gun Gary Johnson? I guess it's really Hillary's husband Gary Johnson.
Hillary's husband Gary Johnson. I mean, there it is, as far as I'm concerned. She wore Bill out. You know, he's gone. He's just a Hulk. She's getting there herself. But in the meantime, she could use a little bit of an infusion of energy from somewhere. So let's marry off Hillary to Gary. Hillary and Gary. Hillary Johnson.
It really is transparent, though. How can the libertarians support the secret TPP that basically they now admit takes everything over? It's the world government final mega treaty. And you've got him then bringing in an anti-gunner who says arrest people that have guns that hold over 5 rounds nationwide, make them all criminals. I mean, how in the world are libertarians putting up with this?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, who are they even now? They come together, what is it, every 4 years, and they pick a new guy to run, and then they go away. They don't have any status or standing that they've established on their own. It seems like they're just basically raising money off the word libertarian. Now, if they didn't have that in their title, if they call themselves, I don't know, the Gary Johnson Party or just the four-year party. Every 4 years we nominate somebody. Nothing would ever happen. I mean, they're just poaching on the word libertarian, which has a history. It does mean something. Ron Paul was over there, you know, on that side of things. But now it's just we're for sale. Who's got some money? We'll offer you a candidate that'll say what you want him to say. And I agree with you completely. This guy, he reminds me, Johnson, a little bit of a snapping turtle, you know. When I was a kid, a snapping turtle came into our backyard, and I was warned. And I looked at this thing. It was pretty big, and it wasn't moving. And I thought, what harm could that be? You know, just let me walk up to it and look at it. And I kind of put my finger near where I thought his head would be, and all of a sudden, pow! He was a snapping turtle, man. And that's the way he turned in that interview all of a sudden. Well, don't use that term and so forth. And then bang, you know, he suddenly attacks.
And again, I get mad interviews too, but it was the instantaneousness. It was how he had this fake friendly demeanor and then instantly, like a moray eel or a snapping turtle, shoots out of the hole. And I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. The creepiness in that studio a few years ago, and I interviewed the guy a lot, when he was sitting there. At first, I thought, like, something was wrong with his face or he was having a seizure because he was, like, really looking like he wanted to kill me. And I was like, and he wouldn't talk to me during the breaks hardly. And then after a couple of breaks, I thought, this guy is really hating on me. But then getting on air and acting all nice. And I remember asking the crew, why did he even come here? He was acting really weird. You're a smart guy into psychology. I mean, that's what you write about. What do you think that sounds like, what you just heard myself and CJ describe? Because, believe me, that's what he was doing.
I've seen a lot of people who have this, you know, they used to call them yuppies 10, 15 years ago, a sense of tremendous entitlement, education, scholarship, learning, and all of this. And they talk and they smile and they kind of come off like sort of wimpoids, you know, and they know what's best and everything.
They love listening to themselves talk.
They love listening to themselves talk, and they feel, you know, white shoe, as you said, very entitled. But, of course, I'm for the masses and every that. Suddenly, now comes the real person, right, who's totally unhinged, a snapping turtle, who can't stand, you know, to be around anybody who disagrees with them or challenges their viewpoint, or even asks them a pointed question like this guy did in the interview. No, 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 that's not allowable. Suddenly, you know, they go crazy.
And that's right. They can't even debate. And now I realize that's why he was getting so mad. I was just nicely debating with him, and he was getting madder and madder.
Yeah, they can't enter into one of those conversations at all because they have to be, you know, on top. That's basically, it's kind of like a fascist in a great picture there, a fascist in sheep's clothing, right? And they're very nice, and they kind of come off as humble. And, you know, the whole thing, I'm sure that you could get Gary to talk for hours and hours about his phony ideas on white privilege and how, you know, he's doing penance and repentance for this and that, and everybody else should, and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, yeah, there's a good resemblance between this turtle, snapping turtle, and Gary. The nose, the mouth, well, he's ready to, here he comes, you know. It's that schizoid thing, you know, where he's going to be wonderful to everybody about everything until there's a danger that, you know, he might be exposed for something that he's saying and that it's wrong and that you're going to drill down a little bit deeper and it's going to get wronger and wronger and wronger. And then all of a sudden he's going to totally snap at you.
And that's what happens. This is a longer interview the town hall did a great job with. He never debates anything. He just goes, no, no, no. But what about the executive orders of Obama? What about how we're being run by foreign treaties? I'm not discussing it. I'm an intellectual. I guess, exactly. Really he's an empty suit is what it comes down to.
I think so. And you find that with college professors, for example, you know, when you actually start to engage them on a point that they can't really defend and they've got their whole mask set up so that this is the way they're going to feed you their spiel and so forth. And now you puncture that. College professors can become instant snapping turtles. You go outside their box where they've got everything figured out and defined. I mean, this is, again, entitlement. It's a position. I've got my position. I won my position. I earned my position.
And like you said last week, part and parcel of totalitarianism, whether it be fascism, communism, whatever it is, a cult, is that it's all rigid, top-down systems where everything's got to be finite and basically frozen in time. That's what these people are looking to build. That's why they hate the Renaissance system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Open freedom, creativity, imagination, new ideas, new frontiers. Let's have solutions instead of insanity. Let's have real solutions. Let's lift people up instead of making them permanently dependent upon whoever the leadership is, the government, and so forth and so on. These kinds of ideas. Hey, I've got an idea, Professor. You know, you're talking about how sympathy for the people who are downtrodden and so forth and so on. Do you know that in Chicago, there's a group of people who are operating inside a huge building and they have an urban farm there? And people from the inner cities are growing food, fantastic amounts of food, and they're learning how to grow food, and the kids are there, and they're trading food, and this is like a renaissance of nutrition. And if the government wanted to, the federal government, they could suddenly show up and say, you know what, this is a fantastic idea. Instead of spending $2 trillion on the war on poverty and failing completely, let's spend a few million dollars and let's put, how about 4,000 of these urban farms in inner cities across America?
No, instead, as you know, I've had the guy on that did it in L.A. when he started planting stuff in the mediums. They came to try to stop him, but he fought back and it backfired. But exactly, we need to bring urban farming back. We have a special coming out next week with Tim Kennedy about urban farms. And this is exactly getting back to normal agrarian activity is the beginning of relaunching humanity. And that's why they're trying to harass the Amish, city farms. They're going after true independence for a reason.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, here's perfect community organizing, you know. Six people get together and say, we're going to start an urban farm, and everybody can come in on board, and we'll trade food that we grow, and kids will be running around squeezing the cantaloupes and the squashes and whatever, and they'll learn how to plant food, and everybody will be happy, and they'll be eating nutritious food and so on and so forth. I mean, you would expect a federal government that had any kind of sense that actually wanted solutions to poverty would put that at the top of the list, right? So you bring up something like this to a guy who is entitled, white shoe, yuppified, trying to be distinguished and so forth and so on. And all of a sudden, it's outside his box. It's an actual solution. Revolutionize our minds about privilege and all. How about we just actually help people to lift themselves up? What an idea. Oh, no. Now they turn into a snapping turtle because they feel threatened. Because
exactly. They want those inner city kids in there 12 hours a day watching TV, the other hours of the day, at school under government brainwashing. And notice every city that's Democratic Party run is the most horrible cesspit you can imagine. And they know it's a system they're running, but they now want to deploy nationwide, worldwide. We're about to go to break, but I've got a lot of issues I want to raise, a lot of clips I want to play, a lot of things I want to go over with you, John Rappaport. But what else do you want to be covering today? Give us a preview.
Well, we can certainly talk about this pesticide spraying in South Carolina that killed millions of bees in what sounded like one day. I mean, this is like a chemical warfare against South Carolina, you know, the Zika pesticide. So we can touch
but
on that.
But they said it was safe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem. You know, yeah, maybe a little bit of a health problem. All of a sudden, the colonies are gone, the bees are gone. And what about the people and the animals? Oh, no problem. No problem. Just let's move on.
Well, I mean, even the London Guardian says radiation is no longer really bad for you. I mean, you saw those articles by Mombiot Hose. They said we should, radiation's good, John.
Okay, well, let's move next to some nuclear reactors. Let's all move to Fukushima then, right? I'm sure the apartment, the condos there are pretty cheap now at Fukushima.
What we see happening is the insanity of the elite. Those that the gods will destroy, they first make mad. And we're just here watching on the wall, Paul Revere's self-interested. I mean, I don't want to live in a collapsed society. And we see what's happening in Europe, in Germany. We're getting into that. We're getting into the economy. We're covering what's happening with the bees. Straight ahead with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And I've been pretty darn nasty to Gary Johnson. I held my tongue. Haven't had him on in years because the guy gave me the willies. And now he's an anti-gun, pro-globalist little creature working for Hillary.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going right back to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Keith Kinnick joins us in the next hour for like 30 minutes, and I'm going to take phone calls the last 30 minutes into the fourth hour. I may even host some of that today. We've got a lot to cover. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be co-hosting with me in the fourth hour today. I'm going to go ahead and do most of the fourth hour. I made that decision because the crew does so much work with all these clips and all this research and all this incredible stuff I haven't even gotten to yet. I must cover it all. But I want to be clear with everybody out there watching. I don't look at the news and try to come in here and exaggerate what's going on. My head now, more than ever, spins when I do research. And it's so much crazier than I can describe to people. And they've had the White House run Media Matters and others make a big deal out of me saying on air, I've studied this for 25 years. I don't know about spiritual forces in the universe. I've I've studied physics. I've studied what the elite believe. Billions of Christians believe that the devil is an outside force fallen on this planet, manipulating humanity to kill, steal, and destroy, and basically attack God's creation. And then I look at the world and what the elite are doing. They'll go out of their way to hurt the planet while they claim they're the guardians of it. They are trying to play God. Ray Kurzweil says he's going to merge with machines and become God. Almost every major billionaire out there goes to these private consortium meetings, and they discuss how to bring in world government, exterminate the majority of us. Bill Joy writes cover articles about it, admitting it. And then the White House puts out a thing saying Jones is crazy and says space aliens run the planet. No, what I said is that what you read in the Bible and what the Bible says the devil wants to do to us is basically what I see going on. So whether you're a Christian or whether you're even an atheist, you look at what's going on, they're creating aliens on this planet. Then they cut right there, and they put it in the New York Times, and they say, the guy that Donald Trump calls brilliant says, it looks like space aliens run things. No, that was a complex discussion I had. I said, I don't know that. I haven't seen that. The globalists act like aliens. Psychopaths believe they're their own species. The elite in big college papers and books say they're going to break away and be their own gods. I just quoted Ray Kurzweil. I can quote all these people to you. So whether it is the devil, whatever it is, the elite are basically manifesting this. When they splice humans with animals, when they do all these horrible things, when they create all these GMO hybrids and release them out in the open air from microscopic up to humanoids, it's extremely dangerous. Then, do these creatures have rights? They're in this gray area. Animals have rights, humans have rights. These are the big discussions. And then the White House organs make a joke about it so we can't have a debate as all this technology races. Just like I told you the NSA 20 years ago was listening to keywords and putting it in dossiers, and the DEA was doing parallel construction, setting people up with fake court cases. I had whistleblowers on at the time who were just as important as Snowden. But back then they didn't arrest whistleblowers, so it never even got coverage. The internet wasn't big enough then. So what I'm getting at here is, I told you all about the New World Order, all about their global plan, all about their carbon taxes, how they would set it up, how they would roll it out, how they'd use huge immigrant waves and collapsing third world to then make the West fall as well. I broke it all down. I showed you the university papers. I broke down Cloward and Piven. You know, as an audience, this is real. You gave me a lot of information as well. Now they've constructed this thing, and I really see it in the news. I see it on the street. In the last few weeks, they have intensified their operations 20 times. I believe the New World Order started September 1st. That's a date I'm putting on it. They like to launch things September 1st, and just the whole atmosphere has changed. All the intensification of evil, the intensification of mind war, the intensification of the brainwashing has all just crescendoed like a huge finale of an orchestra at the end of a play. And right when you thought it couldn't get louder, it went way up above that. Now I'm going to ask this gentleman, because he's a really smart fellow, and he studied this in depth, and he can probably bring some clarity to this. Disagree if you disagree, John, I know you will, or agree, and then break down, before we get into what's happening to the earth itself and the bees, why this is happening and what you would say about this point we've reached in the universe, and why the elite universally are building something that's anti-human and so ugly. I mean, there is a spirit to it. There is a energy to it. I don't know where it's coming from. I mean, let's just say, theoretically, I don't know. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm raised that way. I love goodness. I love God. But let's just, for the sake of debate, what is it? And then we're on this planet, out here in the universe, floating around, hurtling through space at 40,000 miles an hour, and then people make a joke when we talk about evil in the world, and where does it come from? Every culture has marveled, why do some of us do these bad things? Why do elites organize together, build pyramids, and start chopping virgins' hearts out? I mean, what's going on? Because 99% of us, John, don't want to do that.
Absolutely. Well, here's one of the things anyway. Look at what's happening. Anybody who says now that a nation has any right whatsoever to be sovereign in any sense of the word. Independent, self-sufficient, ooh, God forbid that. Or an individual, that's what it really comes down to. Independent, makes up his own mind, sees things the way he sees it, makes decisions, responsible for his own life in every way possible. This is the cardinal sin. This is what has to be attacked. Because the globalist plan, obviously, is to make one giant unified cheese glob of the entire planet that is run from above by them. That's the theme. That's what they've been shooting for and aiming for all along. We're all together in this, and it's all one. It takes a village, and, you know, all of this kind of insane, supposedly humanitarian propaganda is a complete front for evil. That's the way the game is played. It's been played that way probably since the beginning of time. But now there's technology, and now there's media, and now there's propaganda and so forth. So they are perceiving the globalists, the controllers, the evil ones, a bigger threat than ever. Because they can see around them that there is a movement in the other direction. People are saying, wait a minute. Are you saying that, I don't know, I was raised in France, and so if I consider myself French, I'm committing some kind of a thought crime now? That I have to be European with everything that implies? That your implications?
And then you merge with Islam, now you have to merge with that. They're stealing our identities and then replacing it with death.
Yeah, with death, exactly. Bow down, don't say anything, forgive everything, be humble, and die. I mean, that seems to be the motto of globalism. And we the globalists, are sitting in the steamroller, and we're coming down the street.
They're saying, it's our planet, we took it over, we're about to merge with machines and become gods, get ready, we're going to kill you. And they come out in publications every day now. We talk about this 20 years ago, John, no one would talk about it. And, oh, we're kooks. We were reading their own white papers. Now it's all over the news. The Earth's going to be so great once humans are gone, and elites, you know, are going to merge with machines and become gods, but only after they kill you. And you're like, whoa, they're in the news saying this, but it's like it's in New Scientist, and it's on CNN, like it's fun. Like, wow, you've got to admit it would be better without us on Earth.
Right. Let's all commit collective suicide as our final act of contrition and penance and so forth. And I've been following this whole, you know, technocratic thing for a long time as well. The whole idea, like Ray Kurzweil. And
no, I know you have. That's why I've got you. I mean, that's why I raised it. Go ahead.
And the techies, the rise of the techies, the idea that they suddenly got into their heads that information itself is some kind of spiritual quality. And if we can just supply people with the right answers through, shaping information and the right algorithms, then everything's going to be peaceful and fine on Earth. And the way to do that is to hook up the human brain to a massive supercomputer that's floating somewhere in space. I mean, they take this as obvious, you know, and if you start to raise questions, wait a minute. You're saying that my brain can be connected to a computer, and what is this computer going to give me again? Answers to questions? I mean, how is that different from the priest class that ruled Egypt or Stalin or somebody else who's giving me answers? Even if they're supposedly the right answers, they're not my answers. I didn't come to those conclusions. I'm now going to be at the mercy of a computer? And then they say, well, yes, but it's not only that. You see, maybe you want to play the piano. We can download that into your mind, too. Or you want to hit 60 home runs a year pro baseball. We can do that for you. Or you want to leap tall buildings in a single bound. No problem, because the computer can give that to you. And people just sit there and go, boy, this sounds like a really great future. Are you kidding? I mean, can you think about this and how ridiculous? I mean, aside from being a total fascist setup, can you even start to think about how ridiculous that sounds? How is a computer going to do that for anybody? It's not. It's just another way to make slaves.
And we also have the UN pushing the Zeitgeist movement. That guy comes on my show and says, you'll be put in a re-education camp if you don't submit. Then he comes out and says, I'm a liar. It didn't happen when I have the clip. And then the UN and the New York Times start funding it, saying, yes, a computer will decide what you eat, where you live, what you do. Well, that's always been their model of technocracy. And then people say, oh, we'll be free. No, the globalist will program the computer. I mean, it's so obvious. And then people say, why are you attacking the freedom of Zeitgeist? We won't have to work anymore. I mean, that's like telling me Obamacare was going to be free, John.
Right. We won't have to work anymore and we'll be free. And as you and I have discussed before, Alex, people have lost, many people seem to have lost their capacity to even understand what the word freedom means. So you can now, as a propagandist, substitute anything you want to for the word freedom.
A computer making you a total slave and taking all your decisions away and running your life is freedom because it's fair.
Yeah, that's right. Suddenly, fair becomes free. Wait a minute. How did that happen?
And then who defines fair? And it's this word game.
Who defines fair? Who defines fair? Exactly. It's that word game. Freedom is unlimited burgers at McDonald's. Is that what that means? In other words, if somebody says to me, you can eat free for the rest of your life, that's the same thing as me being free, having freedom.
And then you find out it's Monsanto and Bill Gates, and what they're feeding you is going to kill you.
Yeah, right. That's the punchline, right? Yeah, you're free to have all the goodies you want, and they will kill you. So now everything's good. So people don't even understand what the word means anymore. So if you say the word freedom...
Well, now they say, people, I have a right not to be offended, and so there's only small free speech zones on the colleges now, and they're only open a few hours a day, a few days a week. So, see, you're in a free country in this little free zone that we license, that we can close, but the definition of a license is the authorization to do something that would otherwise be illegal, or a letter of mark given to you by the royalty.
Exactly. At Harvard Law School, which I wrote about this week again, you know, there were people, these are supposed to be the best and the brightest college graduates, and they go on to the most prestigious law school in the country, Harvard. And what happened there? Students said that they didn't want to hear the word rape or violate, meaning does this conduct violate the law? Because either word could trigger them. These were like the most elite law students in the country talking to their professors.
Learning how to be basket cases.
Learning how to become... create yourself over in the image of a basket case. Exactly. How do I become a victim? And these students were saying, well, rape law shouldn't even be taught in law school because it would be traumatizing and it would reduce the overall performance of the students. So now there's not even any pretense that there's education going on. You know, it's not even, yes, we are. No, it's all about this propaganda campaign to encourage and nudge students over into thinking of themselves not just as victims, but endless victims.
And like, the only power they have is to go bully someone into doing what they say. I mean, it's like major universities have done things like Lynch Hall, named after a liberal patron that built the hall 50-something years ago. But then the attorney general agreed with it and said, yes, you need to change the name. It's hurtful because of lynching. And then her name is Loretta Lynch. I mean, there's no it's like people screaming at you going, you're an effing white male and they're a white male. I want to play this clip since you mentioned the technocracy. It's a good one, I know. Tom Scott's got a great YouTube channel breaking this down. The virtual hell of uploading yourself into a machine and then they zap the bad memories. That means your true memories and consciousness. And this is what the military is looking at now, zapping. That's a lobotomy, folks, but high-tech lobotomies for the troops. Here it is.
Welcome to life. We regret to inform you that your previous existence ended on January the 14th, 2052, following a road traffic accident. However, your consciousness was successfully uploaded to the Life Network by your primary care provider. You may be experiencing some confusion. Please remain calm. Life contains... Your mental state is being temporarily adjusted in order to calm you. Please remain calm. Life contains over 30,000 unique activities, networking with millions of other digitized minds, and the ability to contact undigitized friends and family. Please accept these terms and conditions in order to continue life. Your attention is particularly drawn to Section 2, Usage Rules and Limitations, Section 9, Privacy, and Section 11, Restricted Mental Activities. Thank you. Please select a life plan. Tier 1 is our premium offering, allowing full, uninterrupted simulation of your pre-terminal state. It includes unlimited modification of your body plan, accelerated learning and recall, and full personal backup facilities. Tier 2 is our advertiser-supported offering. It contains many of the features of Tier 1, but at a significantly reduced cost. Some areas of the environment, such as the sky, may be replaced with targeted advertising, and your personal brand preferences may be altered to align with those of our sponsors. Tier 3 is our value offering. Thanks to our commercial partners, your experience at this tier is unlimited. However, some activities, sensors, and visual rendering options may be subject to a fair use policy. More complicated mental processes, including subconscious thought, creativity, and self-awareness, may be rate-limited or disabled at times of significant server load. Thank you. Your stored mind contains one or more patents that contravene the Prevention of Crime and Terrorism Act of 2050. Please stand by while we adjust these patents. Your stored mind contains sections from 124,564 copyrighted works. In order to continue remembering these copyrighted works, a licensing fee of $18,000 per month is required. Would you like to continue remembering these works? Thank you. Please stand by. Welcome to life. Do you wish to continue?
TomScott.com. I'm going to get Tom Scott on. Amazing work. See his YouTube channel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I first envisioned this probably 15 years ago because I knew that they could go out randomly with bots, target things on third-party platforms, and just have them deleted with no due process. And then when Shazam came out a decade ago, when you could hold up your so-called smartphone when they first came out at the mall or wherever, what's that song? It would tell you in like 10 seconds. I remember thinking, they're going to use that to go out and find copyright music and stuff. And, of course, they were. And then I realized they could go out with these bots, pick up my voice algorithm, and erase me across the web under a globalist system if they're able to get all these draconian anti-free speech regulations and treaties in place. Now, in 2016, they hand the web over to the UN next month. The UN is admitting they're going to be shutting people down worldwide if they even criticize radical Islam, you name it. YouTube has put out new terms of service saying, we'll demonetize you anytime the community complains and our diversity specialists say so. And these are diversity specialists that will certify, you were popping in my ear, what were you saying? Larry CJ?
Sorry, I was communicating with John Harmon, GCN.
Oh, sorry, you had the pot open to the network. Sorry, they were talking. Anyways, it's fine. We're teleprompter free. It's live radio. They were talking to the folks at the network. Now, continuing, they can just erase your voice all over the web, boom, like that. And now they're actually talking about doing that. And then here's an example. Joe Rogan had been on my show probably 30, 40 times over the years. And all of a sudden, our YouTube channel was shut down. And I went in there, and it was all these copyright strikes that I had Joe Rogan on. It wasn't music. It was him talking to me, but they had monetized. He signed an agreement that he didn't fully understand, his spoken word. And so I was being hit for copyright for having a conversation with him in studio. And he had to have the copyright group working with YouTube go and switch all that off. So what I'm getting at is, when you just saw that terms of service piece from 2012, with a theoretical system in the future, that's actually what Ray Kurzweil is talking about. And that's what happens when you upload your, quote, photos, your documents to the cloud. You're opting in to give them everything you already are, and you can see the premeditated architecture and nurture of this. John Rappaport.
Boggling. It's boggling. That is the idea. You establish this huge commons, you want to call it, where information is everywhere and so forth and so on. And then you see that behind that is the intent to control, rule, absolute control of all of that. We can delete this. We can delete that. We can take this out. We can add that. In fact, we can claim that this person over here actually said this when he never did. And then we can back that up with 1,000 confirmations that that's true when it's a complete lie. And by the time we're done, that guy won't even know who he is anymore because he'll be misrepresented in a million ways all over the internet. And then we can establish these machine bot trolls by the thousands and millions to back up everything that we're doing and screaming online and everything and all of that, you know. So, I mean, this is like a propagandist wet dream. We're going to run information. We're going to rule information. And now you expect that somehow this gigantic computer in the sky that your brain is going to connect to is going to be benevolent, inviting, open, interested in your ideas? I mean, are you crazy? This is total fascism. This is total mind control. And talking about DARPA, I mean, they're involved in a project, for example, now where they want to be able to insert images directly into your visual cortex, bypassing all the normal channels of perception so that it isn't even a question of trying to regulate or change what you see. Seeing will become what's inserted into the visual.
They will broadcast directly to the brain and have already been able to successfully do it. John Rappaport showing his great knowledge of what's happening. And for listeners, I'm not trying to scare you. This project's ongoing. They released it a few years ago, declassified it, but from a private corporation, that Google, when it was founded in the late 90s, was having a board meeting and was getting CIA funding. This is all admitted. And the feds are saying, we already have search engines. This is NSA technology, you know, that searches your phone calls and your emails. I mean, that's what search engines are. It's basically an NSA search of their word database. But now they get you to opt into it and they can direct you where they want to go. And that's a dumbing down of the whole process, but that's the basics. Well, when you expand this now, they went on to say in the minutes of the first corporate meeting of Google, they said, excuse us, this is not just NSA systems that you gave us. We know that. We're going to control reality by getting everybody to feed their information into it. It'll be a human computer interface that will teach it how to have a more than human brain, more than human, and then it will start giving impulses out to the humans to control them, and we're going to have an AI system that can predict the future and then manipulate the future through the billions of humanoids that are interfaced with us. You go read all this. I mean, this is so diabolical. Please continue.
This is obviously where they're going with this. I mean, from the beginning, you could see this is what they want. They always want more. More control. It's not just enough to give you an idea that then you suddenly think is your own when it's really somebody else. No, this is about absolute control. This is the whole idea. This is where they're going. This is what they've been aiming for. So they're thinking now, well, it's all about the brain. 21st century has been called the century of the brain. You've got laboratories all over the world where researchers are doing work on the brain, compartmentalized all over the place. Many, 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 many researchers. And they're all talking about how they are working to cure diseases. And most of them believe that's true. They have no clue. They're what I call high IQ idiots. And so all of this work and research is being collated. And behind the scenes, the whole plan is to be able to control the brain at a distance, absolutely. That's where they're going.
That's right. Let's do 5 more minutes, and Dr. Pachinik joins us. I'm going to talk about what's happening to the physical Earth. The globalists aren't just assaulting humans. They're assaulting the entire fabric of life on this planet, engaged in vandalism, the likes of which we've never seen. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Right now.